USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Families are still reeling from a shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, Tuesday that left 19 children and two adults dead. Victor Escalon from the Texas Department of Public Safety provided an update outside the Robb Elementary School and said the investigation is still ongoing and it might take a while for them to get to the bottom of what really happened.
We want to know what happened. Recreate the scene. That takes days. That takes hours. That takes time. A lot of information.
Escalon says the suspect shot his grandmother in the face before driving to the school and killing everyone in a single classroom. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is pushing back against a call to arm teachers to prevent another massacre like the one that happened in Uvalde. USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. While it's true, interest rates are on the rise, the time to make a move has never been greater. Plus, with the value of your home likely going up, taking cash out now makes even more sense than ever.
With the market uncertainty, don't wait to get money to help with a remodel, pay off high interest credit card debt, or just put some money away for the future. Give us a call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. If it's been a while since you've checked the value of your home, the time is now. Even if you've refinanced in the past, you can still save. Give us a call, 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. We're here to help during these crazy days. If in doubt about your options, let's talk. Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Gas prices are setting another record. According to AAA, the national average price for regular is now $4.60 a gallon. Regular averaged $4.13 a gallon 1 month ago. Andrew Lipow is the president of Lipow Oil Associates. He believes gas and energy prices will remain high.
We're looking at high gasoline and other energy prices for the foreseeable future. The fact of the matter is that oil demand around the world is continuing to grow while the supply is more difficult to come by.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The nation's economy shrunk more than expected in the first quarter. The government revealed a 1.5% decline in the country's GDP during the first 3 months of the year. It's the worst figure since the second quarter of 2020. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Thursday at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 516 points. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Hundreds of people gathered for a vigil Wednesday night in Uvalde, Texas, to remember the victims of the mass shooting that took place earlier this week at Robb Elementary School. Resident Martina Oliva says the community came together in support.
We're all coming together, sharing support, love, you know, doing everything that we can. You know, there's not much that we could say to the ones that have been, you know, personally affected by it, but just to show them that we're here and we hear them and, you know, they're not alone.
A hotly contested Senate race in Pennsylvania is too close to call. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, Ellie Andrews explains.
Pennsylvania's top officials have ordered a recount in the Senate primary race between Sergeant Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick. Now, the current tallies show that the two are separated by less than 1,000 votes. Under Pennsylvania law, a recount is automatically triggered if candidates are separated by 0.5 percent points or fewer. Counties will begin to recount and must finish by June 7th, with final results scheduled on June 8th.
The NBA Western Conference Finals continue Thursday night with the Golden State Warriors hosting the Dallas Mavericks in San Francisco. Golden State leads that series 3-1. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.